Morning, Brad Davidson.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, very well, thank you, mate. How was your Easter?
Yeah, great, thank you. Good little Easter break. Hope everyone had a lovely time. And fortunately, we were off air. We had a couple of winners on Saturday and a $19 winner yesterday. But that's how it goes sometimes.
Oh, we want you to keep tipping us those type of price winners, mate.
Keep your eye in, buddy. We've got a big carnival. We've got the standalone coming up in Hawkesbury. Then we're back. Then we go to Scone. And then, of course, the Brisbane Winter Racing Carnival. But Red Zell's in the Victory Stakes this weekend.
Yeah, a little bit, surprising when you first look at it. Didn't expect him to be there, but it did come out last week that he would be going up to Queensland to Eagle Farm this weekend to run in that Wait for Age Victory Stakes there of Group 2 level, of course. He's opened an odds-on favourite there. There's 11 nominations have been extended till this morning, actually. So we'll see if there's any more that decide to go up and take on Red Zell in that $200,000 feature there. But it'll be interesting, a bit of a walk-in-the-road moment for him, I suppose, to see where he's at this preparation. Of course, he was pretty good first up in the Challenge Stakes when going down narrowly to Ball of Muscle. But his last two runs, he's beaten 6 lengths behind Nature Strip and then 5 lengths in the TJ Smith behind Santa Ana Lane, who, of course, was a dominant winner there. So we'll see how he goes this weekend. He's expected to win and then go on to the Group 1 features up in Brisbane. So, a lot of interest to see how Big Red goes this weekend and if he can get back into winning form.
They're heading to Hawkesbury this weekend. There was a good win yesterday from Agassi.
Yeah, it was. Agassi won on the Kensington track there on Easter Monday. He's been a real tough horse, quite an amazing progression for this horse in the last few months. I remember before his debut, they struggled to even get him to go out into the track there at Kensington on debut, struggled to get a saddle onto him when he was a colt back in the day. They've gelded him and he's just gone from strength to strength. I mean, he took quite a few starts to win a maiden. He was been beaten at Kemba Grange in a maiden at his third start. And then he won a maiden in March. He went to Warwick Farm, ran well there. He ran fifth in a Carbine Club, beating a length. And then yesterday, came out over the 1550 and won by 3 lengths there with the 62 kilos and a benchmark 64. So Anthony Cummings considering backing him up this weekend in the Hawkesbury Guineas. So he's just gone from strength to strength. He's a real determined little horse. And, he's come off those 3 wet track runs. Didn't hold him back yesterday on the Kensington track. And it'll be interesting to see whether they do decide to back up this weekend.
Yeah, I think Glenn Muzzy tweeted too that it threw 3 plates. So it actually only had 1 shoe left by the end of the race, Agassi.
Yeah, it did. I was out there. And
that's that's unusual, isn't it?
That is unusual, yeah. Maybe he's clicked his heels there or something and they've come off during the run. But I told Anthony Cummings that after the race, and he said, yeah, mate, he lost the shoes from the acceleration he showed at the corner there when he took off and left his rivals in their wake. But, looking forward to this Hawkesbury meeting on the weekend. Of course, the Hawkesbury Guineas, the Hawkesbury Gold Cup, 15 nominations there. 18 at the moment for the Hawkesbury Guineas, and we've got the Gold Crown there, the Gold Rush, the Clarendon Stakes for the 2-year-olds, and a few other good races there. So the Carnival, while it's finished in Sydney, it rolls on now to the other tracks, the provincial and country tracks, and looking forward to all that.
What's Brenton Abdullah up to, mate?
Yeah, he's obviously heading to Japan. Yesterday was his last meeting in Sydney before heading there. So at the moment, he's going over there for the month stint. He's been there before, of course. And no date set for when he'd return to Sydney at this stage. So whether he decides to try to get a bit of an extension on that month stint over there or whether he's just looking for that and then coming back after that, we'll wait and see. He might even, I guess, head to Queensland for a few of the group ones up there. But wish all Brenton all the best over there. Hopefully it's a big month for him there. And he might stay on a little bit longer or he might come back, but we'll wait and see how that all pans out.